Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Portland Trail Blazers taking on the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in Moda Center. 7 o'clock tip on NBC Sports Northwest. And joining us now is sideline reporter and studio host for the Portland Trail Blazers, Brooke Olsendam. How you doing, Brooke?
Woo-hoo. I'm great. I'm so excited. I've not been hiding that my excitement levels are high because fans are coming back. It's a good day. It's a good day in Rip City. I'm actually already at work because I get to work ridiculously early and even more so today, but I'm up in my suite and I was sitting out in the chair in the suite just getting ready to talk to you guys.
Hold on. Don't casually drop I'm up in my suite.
I'm up in my suite with a hair flip.
I'm not alone. Lamar has one. Jordan has one. Michael, it's all for social distancing. So
I must have
own area.
My invite must have gotten lost in the mail to the suite life.
No, it's for those reasons. None else. I think I'm the only one that uses mine. But my whole point is that they started playing the Jumbotron and the crowd noise and it got very loud. So I raced into the bathroom. So I'm talking to you from the bathroom from my suite.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. You said you're excited. Fans are going to be back. It's going to be huge because on the concourse, you know, that's where the fans can mosey on by. And we usually see them on the halftime and post game stuff when you and Michael are there. How excited are you? I mean, like, honestly, what kind of a difference is 1800 going to make in Moda Center tonight?
Well, I have to be honest, because why would I not be? We actually, on home games, they're moving us down to the studio.
You're going back.
Just for home games. I know. It makes sense. It's for safety and stuff to keep every, you know, distance and all that. But it is, I'm hoping that I can hear them at least from down there. That's what I'm hoping. I've never actually, you know, hosted a show from the studio during a game. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping I at least can feel the vibration, you know, like, you know, throughout the arena, and maybe I can hear them down there. I might, you know, kind of pop out of the studio during the game and get as close as I can by following the rules, just so I can hear it live, because I am pretty excited about it. But I'm just glad they're here, and I hope they have the best time. And I know that I'm sure you guys have talked about it already, but the players could not be happier about it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Brooke, because obviously the first player that came to mind, I know everybody on the team is really excited, but the first player that came to mind when I saw this news about just how much of a lift this is going to give him is Jusuf Nurkić. He has waited 2+ years to be playing with fans in the stands at Moda. What kind of boost do you think that can give the Bosnian beast?
Oh, absolutely. No, I saw your tweet. I couldn't agree more. So funny enough, I've told this story a few times, but when we did a media day towards the beginning of the season, Amara was on site and I was on Zoom. And it was, you know, those ones where we do say what and all that. And so
my favorite.
My favorite too. And afterwards, we were just chatting like offline, and out of nowhere, like Nurk just says, like, he looks kind of down. I go, "Are you okay, bud?" He's like, "I just miss the fans." It's just out of nowhere. He's like, "I just really miss the fans. It's not the same." It was really heartfelt. And like you said, everyone is excited, but for him, it's just, he just feeds off that, right? He loves the interaction. He loves going back and forth. And on the road, just the most recent game, I believe, saw him giving his shoes away to actual fans that were in the away arena. And so I'm really, really excited for him. And I've seen some tweets from fans, which I love, that say, you know, "I can't be at the game. I couldn't get tickets, but please scream extra loud for Nurk when they announce his name." So that will be a goosebump worthy moment for sure. And now, I do think it will make a difference.
You are a part of Rip City, and you have been a part of Rip City for several years now, but you were in Indiana before. You used to travel around the country and see in your previous endeavors, other fan bases and how they connect. It is special though here in Portland. I mean, you and I have had these talks before. When you talk to the players outside of Nurk and all that, and from what you've just noticed, what makes Portland different than most of these other NBA cities?
Well, you know, Dame kind of hit it on the head, and Casey and I were just talking about this on our podcast because we wanted to clear some things up in case anyone didn't understand what Dame was saying. But he said, "Our fans aren't cool," but that was like the biggest compliment he could give them. You know what I mean? We had to clarify, be like, essentially, he was saying too cool, you know, like too cool, like
Laker fans.
Kirk's like, I'm not going to name franchises.
I'll say it.
Say it for me. So they show up well ahead of time. I mean, the moment the doors open, fans are coming in. They're excited. They have their jerseys on. Like I said, during the playoffs, they're putting the T-shirts that are on their chairs on their bodies. And they're not mm-hmm. just like, oh, I have a suit on. I can't wear a T-shirt. You know, they throw it over their suit. And they are not too cool. They're real fans. They care so much. It's something about the Rip City community. It's real. They're educated. They're knowledgeable. They know the game. They know so many things about the players. They know the history of the team. It's a different connection that I truly haven't seen it on the road. Truly. And the guys talk about it too. And, you know, Robert Covington, there was a video we ran last game, him saying, listen, I know I haven't experienced the fan base as a Blazer, but I have experienced on the opposite end, and that's no fun because these fans are just rabid. They're just so into it, and you can feel the energy from them, and he's excited that he's actually going to be on their side this time. And then I remember we ran something with Pat Connaughton when the Bucks came to town, and he said, the fan base is incredible. They're rabid. They're crazy. And so it's well known around the league. I mean, Charles Barkley always talks about the best fans in the league. And I mean, he doesn't say anything that's not right. So,
no, not ever. When you get the Charles Barkley guarantee, should you like do the opposite?
Guarantee.
Now, one thing, Brooke. Obviously, it's not going to be full capacity tonight. I think it's 10% ish is what they're capping mm-hmm. it at. But that is pretty on par with what the rest of the league has experienced. So, from talking with the players, how big of a difference can 10%? Make, because that really is what they've been getting on the road most of the time, and they've got a pretty darn good road record. So how much of an impact do you think 10% of fans can make?
I would say 10% Rip City fan base is like really, or I'll say 10% of other teams' fan bases, like that I make a difference. I would feel like 10% of ours truly is more like 25% because of just the sheer noise, they're just how vocal they are. I do think it'll make a difference. And especially because they know that I guess for lack of a better term, it's kind of an honor to be able to be here tonight. So many people wanted to come. I mean, I'm sure you've seen all the tweets of people who are just desperate to get, you know, I'll do anything. I'll come, you know, I'll be your plus one. I'll buy all your drinks. I don't know you. So everybody that is here is going to be here is going to be very excited and know that they're pretty lucky because a lot of people wanted to get here and they couldn't. So I think that there will even be an elevated level of cheering and supporting because they know that that's their role and they have to kind of pick up for the fans that weren't able to come. So I think it'll make a huge difference. And this is what Dane said too, and he's right. You know, he said on the road, we'd see our own fans, you know, like Blazer fans coming to away games. And that just seeing that, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And so just there's a level that when you walk in the arena, he said that it just was kind of like stale, you know, coming at home, walking out on the floor. It's just, you know, some employees and, you know, the coaches and just a 10% boost in terms of loud fans that are passionate and are there to support, I think can make a huge difference. I know that they would have wanted, fans wanted to come earlier, and I understand, but I get the health and safety stuff. Mm-hmm. So right now it couldn't come at a better time.
Yeah. And this is, it's pretty cool the way that the fans are going to be in there too, because you're going to get some of the more rabid ones of all time because it's the season ticket holders, the ones that have been through it. Mm-hmm. Brooke, the one person that I know that's going to be in the stadium, you know him as stop bucket guy. Like the Blazers, I have a friend that when the Blazers would be down by like 14, he'll be like, guys, all we need is a stop, a bucket. And I used to show Brooke his texts all the time. He's like, let's go, we got this.
I love that guy. Yeah, see fans like that literally know how to win a game. Stop bucket.
Down 14, doesn't matter. We got this. We're okay.
I'm so glad Stop Bucket's going to be here tonight.
But this is, it's cool that fans are going to be back, but this has kind of been a roller coaster for the Blazers. They go on that losing streak, and then they go and they totally redeem themselves. Six-game road trip, they go 5-1. What's the sense and the feeling of this team that's used to making late season charges?
Yeah, I mean, it's just talking to them, you know, on Zoom, and I've talked to the coaches, and obviously our social media that is on the road trip with Amara, and the feeling is, you know, I guess what Dame said, and it's accurate, a sense of urgency, right? Like, we can't be afraid to be desperate and go out and, you know, play that way. And that's what they did on this road trip. And I think we can all say that game that they dropped was fatigue, probably, in Atlanta played a role. And I know they didn't make any excuses, and I'm not trying to make excuses for it. Again, 5-1 on a road trip is fantastic. Yep. Coach always says you want to try to go at least 500. Go 5-1, that's a win. So I think that it easily could have been 6-0 if some things had changed and they weren't woken by a tornado warning and they didn't get it at 3:30, things like that. But wonderful road trip. I think the focus on defense, every time I ask what the key was after a game in the post-game interviews, that's the first thing they say is, you know, improve defense. And if you remember during that 5-game losing streak, that was also the theme, was what's going on with the defense. So the fact that that is the number one thing they improved on that road trip, I think it's just huge, and bring the momentum back home and continue to play at that level. And the offense was great too. I mean, they went 5-1, but I know that they really focused on defense. So now they're back home with fans in the arena. It's like I just said, it couldn't have come at a better time. Everything kind of feels like it's coming together. We've seen that so often in past seasons or after the All-Star break, they kind of ramp up, and Dame is a man on a mission right now. So it's just kind of, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Brooke Oldendam here on NBC Sports Northwest Trailblazers pre-halftime, post, and sideline reporter. She does it all for the Portland Trailblazers. Thank you so much, Brooke. And, hey, happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Tell the same to Lindsay.
I will. Brooke Oldendam, thank you for the time. Have a good one. Enjoy the fans.
Bye, guys.